All right, football is back. The month of August does always give us that. And, of course, we got preseason football coming up this weekend for the Texans when they take on the Vikings. We also have college football by the end of the week, by the end of the month, rather, coming back, including a week zero matchup in Dublin, Ireland, as they've taken doing between the my Kansas State Wildcats and the Iowa State Cyclones, obviously. Mm-hmm. The alma mater of Xavier Hutchinson, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noel. And I got to confess, as much as I understand trying to export games that are actually good with real interest as opposed to what we typically do, like in NFL where we'll send out a Jaguars game or something, I appreciate that they're doing that and sending Ireland a good game. An in-conference annual rivalry game being your week zero game that you're playing in Ireland rather than one of the home stadiums, I think that sucks. I think that just flat out is terrible. Can you imagine having the game?
Yeah.
In Ireland, week zero.
Just imagine Ohio State, Michigan.
Yeah.
Hey, let's put it in Ireland.
You know what we need? Let's play the Iron Bowl in Madrid. Week zero. What are we doing?
I'm with you.
No home 100%. Field advantage. And that's very important in college football, man.
But it's also like it's week zero. This rivalry game should be in November. Like, it should feel like something. Yeah. We're starting the season week zero with the one of the biggest, if not the biggest, rivalry game that these teams have on the season.
I agree. I hate exporting these games. I've ranted about it before, specifically in the NFL, where like it was Tyreek Hill's game against, it was supposed to be his return to Kansas City. They play that overseas. Aaron Rodgers against the Vikings, now with the Jets, you know, a little bit of rivalry there. They put that over. The Bills had a game against somebody good, I forget, instead of being in Buffalo. I'm with you. I hate this idea of taking good games and putting them in other countries where fans really don't care, certainly not as much as we do here, and it's silly. It'd be like, you try to go eat at your favorite restaurant. It's like, we're closed today because he's trying to serve people in Alabama. It's like, well, you know, I've been a longtime customer, and I always support this guy. They don't care about you over there in Alabama. Feed me. So, same idea.
No, that's
keep
like
these games here.
That's like going to the restaurant. Oh, we closed for a private party. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, and, oh, man.
Look. Trying to grow the sport, although I don't know what the need is for college football to grow the sport internationally, but that's neither here nor there. Look, I can you can even sell me on a conference game, maybe. Rivalry game?
Yeah.
Really? You putting Red River Rivalry in Mexico City. Nah, man. That's crazy talk.
You can't have that feeling. You ain't gonna have that feeling.
That is crazy talk to me.
I agree. I'm out. Don't even do it with conference games. Do it with these meaningless, when
non-cons.
When Alabama plays Panera Bread, put that over there.
Hey, yo, Panera Bread University.
Yeah, give them that game. I'm just gonna tell on myself. I guess I embarrassed myself last week, though nobody would know it. I was at a Whole Foods. Not far from the Galleria, it's kind of like a bougie area, and Whole Foods to begin with is always obviously kind of bougie
That's
well.
Right.
And don't worry, I was just in there dropping off Amazon packages to return. I wasn't doing my grocery shopping at Whole Foods.
You thought we were going to be worried about were eating healthy?
And people, I'm not a bougie, I'm an everyman, okay? I go get my food at the gas station.
What?
No.
That's too far the other way.
Okay.
This man subsisting exclusively H-E-V. Off of taxes.
Try to move over to HEB at least.
No, I'm a big HEB guy. I don't go to Whole Foods. But I had to drop off some packages. Anyways, as I parked, this nice car rolls in and they back in right next to me. And I was already out of my car walking into Whole Foods. And I turned around and see this nice car. Has a Connecticut license plate. I'm from Connecticut originally. So that automatically like, there's a kinship. This guy's also down here from Connecticut. Anyways, the dude that gets out, he's taller than I am. He's built. He's in athletic wear. I'm like, is this like some sort of athlete? He's driving a nice car. He's at Whole Foods. He looks athletic. He walks in Whole Foods behind me. I drop off my packages at Amazon. He goes to get like a smoothie from the little smoothie bar they
That's
have.
Right.
And so I'm going to try to time it where we walk out at the same time. I'm going to try. And the Connecticut's going to be my opening line.
This is such a Seinfeld episode that you're describing right now.
I'm going to say like, hey, you from Connecticut? So am I. That's my opener. And I'm going to try to figure out who this guy is.
This is the whole conversation.
He looks like a professional athlete I should know or somebody played at UConn. I don't know. I was like, who is this guy? Anyways, long story longer, after he's ordering the smoothie, he starts walking around the store. and I already returned my packages, so this throws me off. I have to time the exit perfectly. Yeah,
that's right.
So I start walking around the store. I have nothing to get, but I'm following this guy through the store trying to get a good look at him. At one point, I was going to take a photo and send it to people and be like, is this somebody I should know? Is this an athlete? And I was following this guy around, and he probably knew. I probably got too close. He wasn't even buying anything. I think he was window shopping. I'm just walking right behind him. And eventually I was like, all right, you know what? Like, it's been 10 minutes. He's not leaving Whole Foods. I'm just going to go. So I may have saw an athlete in Whole Foods last week. I didn't stick around long enough to find out. But then in hindsight, when I was telling the story to somebody, I was like, oh, that's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you were very creepy. You were stalking that man.
Yeah.
Or it could have just been some type of fitness trainer who rented a car.
That's true.
It just has some Connecticut license plates.
100%.
Man, I got to confess, man, I didn't realize how big of a star Reggie Adetula is, man.
Star?
He is a star, and this is why. So you were out at training camp on Saturday.
Yeah. Day I can get to practice, I'm going to try and get there.
Yeah, so you was out there. I'm sure you was shaking hands, kissing babies and all this, as well as watching practice. And I saw Josina Anderson was out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, she's out there. Okay, cool. And she posted a little video on her Twitter of her time at Houston, Texas training camp. And DJ Bien-Aimé, he made the cut in the video. I think she even tagged him like, hey, saw DJ Bien-Aimé out there. Also in the video was Reggie Adetula with his arm around and just looking like a man. Just sitting there looking like a star.
What?
Just looking like a star. Looking like an athlete out there.
Yeah, that's right. I'd follow him around a Whole Foods.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd follow him around a Whole Foods. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Reggie was looking like just an A1 reporter out there. Because she posted the picture and everything. I'm like, dang, look at Reggie made the cut. I'm like, that's dope, man. I didn't realize how much of a star you was, man. How you get that picture with
not a star
Josina.
By any means? I mean, had an opportunity to meet Josina. I think at Super Bowl, I met her when she came because she covers the entirety of the league.
Yeah,
she had come to one of the home games here with the Texans last year, so I met her then, and then I saw her again at Super Bowl, and I actually helped her out because there was an internet.
That's right.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
but I will say, I ain't nobody's star because, as you mentioned, DJ Bien-Aimé got a tag.
But she put you in the reel, though.
She didn't put me in the reel. That is cool.
She ain't have to do that.
I guarantee you asked Josina Anderson, what's this man's name? No chance in hell.
Now
she knows my name.
I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
Who asked for the picture first? Who asked for the picture?
Josina.
I
was nearby.
Wow.
I was nearby. That's all.
Hey, that's a big look, man. That ain't no small little deal, man. Don't sell yourself short, man.
Yeah. If she asked for the photo, she's then got to tag
Reggie
you, too.
Reggie is a star, man.
I don't know about that. I think Josina Anderson is just a very kind woman, and who also, looks around and sees, other brothers in the context of covering the team and wants to support. That's all.
Yeah, no, I really like that, though, man. Matter of fact, just go to her page, retweet it, and just say, there go my boy Reggie. just go in the comments. Say, there go my boy Reggie. Tag Reggie in that tweet too, man. I'm gonna retweet it too and say, there go my boy Reggie.
I appreciate.
I was happy when I saw that because I was looking. I didn't know she was out there. I'm like, oh, okay, she out there. Oh, there go DJ. Okay. Oh, there go Reggie. I had to rewind. I had to go back on the video. I'm like, that's Reggie. There go Reggie.
And that's the thing though, is that you look at it and you go, you expected DJ to be there. You were surprised I was there. That's how you know I'm not supposed to be there for real. I snuck in.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, man, Reggie is a star, man. Because I expected DJ to be in it because she put him in a tweet.
ESPN, man. Big dog.
Yeah, so I understand that. DJ, he's a superstar at this point. But I'm like, there go Reggie. I'm like, there go. I know that guy. I was Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie. I'm like, there go that guy with the point. Like, I like that, man. Salute to you, man.
Hey, I'm just trying to get, I'm trying to get him like my guy DJ. That's all it is. That's what's happening there. But, yeah, those are our lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said from the 631, they do the same thing when they see a New York license plate or wearing a New York team shirt or jersey. Don't know why.
I do the same thing with Ohio plate.
When you see somebody who has a similar fandom or is from where you from, It's a media connection, man. Yeah. Like, it's just an immediate talking point.
Every time I see somebody with an Ohio State shirt or a hoodie or something, I just, OH! And they look around, IO!
I will say,
IO.
As annoying as Ohio State fans can be, and I love you, Fig, that is one of the coolest things that y'all have, like that little call and response that you can instantly know. Like, when you have your little, see, if you had a Connecticut equivalent of that, you wouldn't have had to chase him around the whole
thing.
You could have just yelled out, OH, and then if he looked at you crazy, you'd be like, nah. Yeah. But if he responded back, boom, you in there, you know?
I did that one time to somebody, and they didn't respond. And then I was looking, and then I ended up catching up with them. I'm like, Ohio State fan? Nah, it's just a shirt. I'm like, you just rocking the random ass Ohio Stolen State Ballard. Shirt down here.
Stolen like, Ballard.
I was so disappointed. I'm like, take the damn shirt off then.
Wow. You did him like T.I.? You grabbed it up off? That's crazy.
Like, why you rocking these colors, man?
All right. I would love to keep doing this, but I'm already cutting into time that I very, very much want to get into as we're set up for a practice report from West Virginia with Sean, and I think Seth will join as well. So without further ado, let's take a break, and when we come back, let's get a practice report courtesy of Yuengling.